Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, I'm Kenny. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date's May 21st of 2014. The question is, what convinced us that the AA program could work for us? And for me, really, it was just that I was out of options. I was completely desperate and had tried everything else that I could think of. I can remember not leaving the house for months at a time, except for to run small errands, and thinking that would keep me sober and sane. And eventually I would just get restless and would have to drink. And sometimes it would start off small. I'd get away with it, meaning I would wake up in the morning and attend to whatever responsibilities I had, whether it be work or family or whatever it may be. And I would feel like, okay, I can do this again. I can drink. And before long, it would get worse than it had been before. I had also tried different things like not drinking liquor, you know, drinking beer only or wine only. And that just brought me to the same place that liquor had brought me eventually. You know, none of it had any lasting effect. So when I walked into Alcoholics Anonymous completely broken, desperate, without any other options, I guess I was just ready to hear the message that people were talking about. And what I heard in the rooms was that, you know, people had come in just as desperate and hopeless as I felt. And they listened and they heard people tell their stories. And that's exactly what I felt when people talked about how they drank and, more importantly, how they tried not to drink. And, you know, I related to that. What I didn't relate to yet was that they had gotten a sponsor. They had worked the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. They had gotten this thing called a higher power and started relying on it. You know, those are the things that I hadn't tried yet in the program. But what I heard from those people gave me hope. It made me think that, well, maybe if I do what they do, this can work for me too. And ultimately, that's what I did. You know, I took some suggestions and I got a sponsor. And I wanted to impress the guy, honestly. You know, I like to be liked. And so I did what he suggested. You know, we sat down and read through the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous together. And I saw myself all throughout the pages, much like I related to people at meetings. I related to just about everything in the book, you know, and where it said that that we had tried all these different ways not to drink and failed. And every time we put together a small period of sobriety on our own, we would drink again and it eventually got worse. I related to all of these things, but more importantly, I started to get hope the more we read through this thing, and I started thinking, yeah, this can definitely work for me, you know, let's do it. And I became willing to go to any length. And what that looked like for me was when we got to the part in the book where it said to pray, I prayed, and my sponsor suggested that I do that every morning, and I would do that. You know, I did it every morning for a couple of weeks. I would stop and I would quickly realize that I wasn't quite going through the day as easily as I had when I prayed. And I shouldn't even say that I realized that. It was pointed out to me when I'd call my sponsor complaining about something. And he was like, well, when's the last time you prayed, you know? And so I would start praying again. And when I would do that, I realized things got better, right? Like I wasn't in conflict with so many people. My day would just kind of breeze through the days. And that's really what ultimately proved to me that Alcoholics Anonymous could work, were those little glimmers of hope that I got when I would start praying. Thank you.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.